Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you the stories of incredible women who share their knowledge and let you in on their amazing experiences, helping you to learn and grow along the way. I'm excited to introduce my special guest today. Her name is Marnie Rustemeyer, and she's the founder and CEO of a company called Billow. Marnie conceived, designed, and created a product called Billow Pillow following her diagnosis with the BRCA breast cancer gene after having a mastectomy and subsequent reconstructive surgeries. The Billow was developed as a sleep aid after more than a year of research and development, as well as exhaustive testing. Marnie left a 15-year Wall Street career to bring her Billow Pillow to market, and now she's helping millions of women who are sleep-deprived to get much-needed rest. Marnie, it is such a pleasure to welcome you to my show today.
Thanks, Deirdre. Thanks for having me.
Well, the more I learn about you, you are truly an amazing woman. So I had mentioned this successful 15-year career on Wall Street and how you left to bring Billow to market. Can you share a little bit about your personal journey to get where you are today?
Sure. As you mentioned, my journey started back in July of 2012 when I tested BRCA positive, which put me at an over 85% chance of getting breast cancer. And faced with this knowledge that was terrifying, I had to do a lot of thinking and soul searching and ultimately decided to have a prophylactic mastectomy. And obviously, when you have surgery like this, the recovery process takes a long time and it's very painful. And what I learned during this process of being absolutely exhausted and uncomfortable night after night, the importance of beauty sleep, the importance of sleep in general, and how important it is to healing. And as I was recovering from the first of four surgeries, I looked everywhere for a pillow that could provide some relief, something that was soft and firm in all the right places, that felt luxurious and well-made, that was organic and chemical-free, and would fit perfectly into my sensitive body. And what I found was there was nothing out there. So I thought, I'm just going to do this myself. I'm going to make a breast pillow and call it the Billow for breast plus pillow. I also wanted to give a gift to other women who are going through what I went through. So after about a year of research, I finally came up with a design that I feel helps support the body in every important way for a woman going through recovery. And all I had to do from there was figure out how to make it. And coming from a background in finance, this was no problem.
Yes, that's a far cry from creating a product. So true.
Yeah. It was, however, a welcome distraction during my recovery period as it gave me something positive to focus on. So this intensive research involved testing hundreds of pillows with fillings from seeds to buckwheat to down and wool. And I started sketching out ideas, and when I finally came up with a design I thought would work, I had a pattern cut, prototypes made, and started researching manufacturers. So let's just say I had a lot of downtime where I could do a lot of research and digging. And what I ultimately realized was there was a void in the market for a product that could aid in recovery and also be used to provide comfort in other ways as well for the long term. So that, combined with my true passion and belief that Billow can make a real difference in people's lives, is what convinced me to leave banking and work on Billow full-time.
Yeah, it sounds like, just from what you went through, that probably so many women were suffering in silence, the pain and the time that it takes for the recovery. So this truly is a gift for women. Was there anything else, as you were going through the research and doing the studies, anything else that jumped out at you that was really interesting or that you didn't expect to learn?
Yeah, there. I did a lot of research. There are hundreds of amazing resources online. The Breast Cancer Research Foundation, the American Cancer Society, Sloan Kettering University of Michigan, they all have a wealth of information. But what I found shocking was that, according to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer during their lifetime. And the vast majority of these women will elect to have surgery. And the studies also show these women will have difficulty sleeping and resting comfortably due to the short-term sensitivity and pain as a result of the surgery. So the billow aids in providing comfort in the short term as well as the long term due to the effects of having the implants. Right. But what was most impactful to me was actually talking to women about their personal experience. I mean, what I learned wasn't really surprising at all through the research, because logically when somebody has breast surgery or is nursing, they're probably going to have some sort of breast pain or discomfort. But what I also found was women who have naturally large breasts seem to suffer, women who have their periods suffer, women who have nostalgia suffer, and women make up 51% of the U.S. population. So shouldn't we have a pillow made especially for us?
That is an amazing number, that 51%. I'm also shocked by the 1 in 8 women, which I had no idea. Now, clearly the way that this happened for you and when you left Wall Street, I'm just curious, did you always have this entrepreneurial spirit that kind of came out, or do you feel that it was because it was what you went through that brought it out?
Well, I always thought of different and cool ideas. and I never in my wildest dreams expected to actually go forward so intently on one. And I never expected to be where I am today. I look at my diagnosis as a gift in a lot of ways, because without knowing, I never would have had the option to take the necessary measures to prevent cancer from potentially taking my life and for giving me the passion and the perseverance in developing a product that I truly feel can change the lives of others. So I guess it was the diagnosis and the surgery that really did bring it out for me.
Yeah, I can only imagine how many women you're helping right now. Have you heard from different women? Have you received a lot of feedback on the pillow and how much it has helped them, so that we're getting some women sleep, the much needed sleep that they need, and comfort?
Yeah, we can talk a little bit more about sleep if you would like.
Yeah, I'd love to, because I know sleep has such healing power.
Right. Studies show that it's really invaluable for overall mental and physical health, and that getting a proper night's rest rejuvenates the body and repairs damage from everyday exposures to harsh radicals. The recovery time post-surgery is actually doubled if women aren't able to rest comfortably. There was a University of Michigan cancer research study that even said getting a good night's sleep contributes to the body's ability to fight cancer, because the amount of sleep a person gets each night affects certain hormones in the body, and disruption of their natural levels can influence how the body defends itself against cancer. Additionally, lack of sleep can undermine exercise's cancer prevention benefits.
That's amazing. Did you learn about, is it a different amount of sleep depending on the woman, or is there a set, does anybody say, okay, if you get more than 6 hours of sleep, you're safe and you're protected from possible disease, and is there a time frame?
Well, it's been said that the recommended amount of sleep a person should get is 9 hours. I don't know.
Oh my gosh! And
how,
you know, I think about my own career. 9 hours would be impossible. A night would be lovely, but
yeah, exactly. It would be nice, but in our busy lives, I think that even as little as 6 or 7 hours of restful sleep can be beneficial.
Right. And I'm sure this is combined with, as you said, exercise, eating healthy, and doing right by your body just in general.
Right. And a separate study said that physicians advise following a healthy and clean lifestyle during and post-treatment by using products that are all natural and free of chemicals. Which brings me to the Billow, which is handmade in the USA of domestic materials. It's 100% organic and cruelty-free. No dyes or chemicals are ever used in the manufacturing of the Billow or in the facility. And the reason I chose Eco Pure Wool for the filling is because it's naturally hypoallergenic. It induces relaxation. It's flame resistant, as well as dust, mite, mold, and mildew resistant. And it's light in weight, so you can carry it to your massage appointment. You can carry it on vacations or just have it on your bed as a nice pillow.
Lovely. It sounds really comfortable, mm-hmm. too. Is it a large pillow that frames your, a portion of your body, or is it more like a body pillow with a cutout? How would you describe it?
It is a big pillow. People don't realize how big it is from the photographs on the website. I did attempt to put in some instructional uses of the pillow, but it's about 26 to 28 inches in diameter, and it goes from your neck to your torso, like your upper hip area. So it's a pretty large pillow. And I measured it to a standard size massage table because I wanted to make sure that you could get a massage comfortably with the pillow where it wouldn't hang over the sides. And interestingly enough, massage is one of the top 10 benefits to relieving cancer-related fatigue and decreasing pain.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it sounds like an incredible product and so helpful. I'm talking with my special guest, Marnie Rustemeyer, founder and CEO of Billow. And in the next segment, Marnie will discuss some of her challenges as an entrepreneur.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformance.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show where Marnie Rustemeyer and I were just chatting about her experience from Wall Street to becoming an entrepreneur and launching Billow. So, Marnie, we were just talking about the Billow pillow, and I had asked about the feedback, some of the feedback that you're getting from women who are using the pillow. Would love to hear about that.
I have received amazing feedback from women. What started as a breast pillow has expanded to a market I never anticipated. I hear from nursing moms, women who use it for a back pillow to help relieve acid reflux with the large torso portion under their bed, or using it for extra support to sit up in bed and read, to people who use it for back support on their chairs and couches. A woman who has COPD wrote a glowing review, which was a totally unexpected use. She said that lying on the pillow on her back helped her breathe better, open up her lungs, and put them at ease.
That's amazing. I wouldn't even think of all of those different uses. And you know, as soon as you said back support and back pain, I'm thinking pillow. Really?
Yeah, I never thought I...
Amazing. Well, certainly many, many uses. It sounds that everything really fell into place in the sense that it was welcomed by the market, it has extended. Have there been any big challenges bringing the Billow pillow to market?
Yes, the whole process researching materials, so sketching designs, developing a prototype, designing a manufacturer, these were all new to me. So they were all a challenge, but they were also fun and cathartic. This was also probably one of the hardest and most time-consuming things for me to do. Now my biggest challenge is getting the Billa recognized in the market and getting customers and getting it reviewed. The Billa is one of a kind, and it's patent-pending. There is no other pillow that was designed to provide comfort to recovering women in so many ways that also has a multitude of uses. It's been really hard to get the word out and get people to understand how truly beneficial it is.
Yeah, I would think that this would be such a welcomed product by so many different women. So the challenge is definitely the normal challenges of the entrepreneur. However, I have a feeling with a product like this, you will see it take off, or at least I hope so. It just seems that so many women, I know women in general are, whether it's busy careers or moms or not getting their sleep, add on having surgeries and breast pain and other issues. There's just so many ways that this pillow is so helpful.
Another place that I went to was my doctor's office, my OBGYN, last week, and she tried it, and the nurses tried it, the midwives tried it, and they loved it, and they loved how supportive it was. They took my brochures, they linked Billa to their website, and they liked this on Facebook, because they see breast pain and women suffering all the time, and they just truly appreciated how beneficial it could be to them after they really saw it and had it in their hands and tried it for themselves.
Yeah, I think that being able to try it, certainly to give that endorsement, and also knowing how many women that they see on a daily basis that this could help, that's a wonderful way to get the word out, a really smart way to go through the doctors and to have them try it. As you were going through all of this, was there, you know, any strong men or women in your life who were your inspiration or who were supporting you? Anyone giving you help, or did you do this whole thing on your own?
Yeah, I had a good support network of friends, but I think my mom was probably my biggest advocate. She's a 27-year survivor, and without her continued support and encouragement and belief in me, I could never have come this far.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is really wonderful. And you know what? I want to say that I saw a picture of you and your mom together in a magazine write-up. I don't know if it was in a Charlotte newspaper. Yeah, I think I did see a picture.
Right.
Yeah, maybe, yes, that was it. And I thought that was so wonderful. Well, she sounds like she's an inspiration. And you're an inspiration, too. What advice would you give to other women or men who are faced with challenging situations? Maybe you could share a little bit on what your mindset was like when you were going through a really tough time and how you achieved what you did.
Yeah, the way I look at things in life is that it's a journey, and challenges will always be a part of it. But for me, it's the little things, like getting positive feedback and reviews, that give me the confidence that I really made something special and keep me going.
Oh, that is wonderful. And you really did. And, you know, you mentioned that the Billa has so many different uses. Just begs the question, what's next for you, Marnie? What's going to go on with Billa? Are there other products, perhaps, in the pipeline for your company? What are you thinking?
Yes, we currently have a Billa 5-Free and FDA-approved nail polish. And for those of you, if you don't know what 5-Free means, it means that the ingredients don't contain any of the harmful chemicals that have been linked to cancer, which are toluene, formaldehyde resin, DDP, and camphor. I'm also currently testing a nail strengthener and healer enriched with biotin to help prevent cracking and peeling that can come along with the damage your nails see after you have chemotherapy or are on medication. And Billa is all about the breast, So each polish has a fun name, like Magnificent Melons, Bluey, Wind Down, and Survivor. Some of the other products that I have in development are a bra with vitamin E and aloe in the material to help soothe scarring and stretch marks, and healing cream for the bust and décolleté. So, yeah, my body is sort of like my guinea pig.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you certainly have a lot of things going on and coming out. Now, the nail polish is available now?
Yes, it's online on our website at billowglobal.com.
Terrific. And the other products, you said they're in testing. How long will they take to come out?
I expect that they would be out in a year or less.
Excellent. And you're going through the same trials and testing and all of that exhaustive testing that you mentioned before with Billow.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes, so that is the challenging
part. The beauty products are fun for me, so it's okay.
Okay, yes. Well, that's a good thing. So you know what? Where can my listeners find out more about you and Billow Pillow or any of the products?
Our website is billowglobal.com. We can also be found on Facebook at Billow Global and Twitter at Billow NYC.
Well, that is just terrific, and I hope everybody goes and looks your products up, because we all know somebody, and we all want to help a friend, a relative, a woman who especially needs sleep. So, Marnie, thank you
Absolutely.
So much for joining us today and for sharing your experiences. You know, your story is truly inspiring, and it's really a great example of courage and entrepreneurial strength, and I'd just like to thank you for helping so many women.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great being here.
Well, we'll have to keep in touch so I can hear more about your products and all the exciting things that you're doing.
Absolutely.
I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, and until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.